27 degrees at 8:56, and time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, we know that the financial markets are taking it on the chin again today. What are we seeing so far in commodities?
Well, that's continuing to kind of weigh on the commodity markets here. We're lower this morning. The March corn is down a penny at 366. The new crop December is at 375, down 2.25. The soybeans on the March are 880 and a quarter. That's down 6. New crop November down 9.5 at 904. And the March wheat is 522.75, down 6.5. The new crop July is down 10 cents at 519. For the week, we have corn down about 13.5 cents right now. The soybeans are down about 10.5 to 11 cents, and the wheat for the week here is down about 28 cents. As you said, the macro markets, the stocks, the Dow especially right now is working towards the overnight lows and actually just surpassed that. Bonds are higher, 10-year notes are higher, so we continue to see that trend that we've seen all week. I guess if you want to look on the bright side, the corn market is down about 3%, soybean market down about 1.5%, well off some of the other commodity markets such as crude oil that's down about 15 to 16% this week. We had deliveries overnight. There were no deliveries for either corn, soybeans, or wheat. That's narrowed the spreads up a little bit more here this morning. We're seeing those spreads continue to narrow. We've seen the open interest drop significantly this week, and that's telling us that it's not new short positions coming into the market, but just basically, and we're seeing this in most commodities, just a trend that everybody's risk off, everybody's getting out of positions prior to seeing what's going to happen here as far as this coronavirus situation. We've also seen this morning, I guess if we're looking for some reasons why corn may be staying there around unchanged, China did put on another or took off another 150 tariff exclusions there. They excluded them, so that's kind of maybe a baby step towards phase one compliance. Macro markets, the weekend news, all is going to dictate what happens Monday. I think we've got some support areas here that we're up against on the corn and soybeans. Probably aren't going to see us move away from those till we see what happens over the weekend on Monday.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for that update.
Yep, thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. And it's 27 degrees right now at 8:59. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Stay with us. 1A is next.